The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome, my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Dominie Potry. I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And it's Chelsea Steo. He is risen. It's Griffin McElroy.
And Dominie, anything goes.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, can I? I want to talk to you guys about one of the reasons I love capitalism so much.
Good.
Yeah. You're always talking about this stuff.
I love
this. And you're saying
shit.
Like really bad stuff about the other one that's not capitalism.
Yeah, right. I have a yearly tradition.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up early. It works out well now, too, because I can like chain it together and combo it with dropping kid off at school.
Yeah.
Go to, it could be like a drugstore, grocery store, whatever. February 15th, break a day. Get that discount Valentine's Day candy. And here's the thing I love most about it. Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. They made the decision. They're like, we got a big bag of peanut butter M&Ms. We put some hearts on it. Oh, shit. It didn't sell. Now it's 40% off. And that feels like a win for me, right?
Yeah, because I guess.
Now, I do want to clarify. Mm-hmm. This isn't a bit.
No.
Because this was independently relayed to me via Teresa,
correct,
who explained that they don't get their kids anything for Valentine's Day because Travis goes the day after and swoops the deals.
That makes sense.
Thank
to
you.
Me.
Now let me clarify. I made my kids heart-shaped pancakes for breakfast,
yeah,
and we did heart-shaped pasta for dinner.
That's all you can ask.
And then on the 15th,
okay,
candy.
The adventure continues on the next day.
Yeah, man. My kids don't know how a calendar works. Like, for BB, Valentine's Day is all week, baby. Like, it's a whole thing. And so I love, man, I got so much good. I got discount Lil Debbie's, bud. They did Valentine's Day Lil Debbie's, and I'm in there.
The first time.
Yeah.
Someone on the internet wrote a blog post that was labeled Life Hacks.
Right.
This was the first entry on the first one of those in 1994.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is across the board. If you're willing to go your first Christmas as an adult, decorationless, buy those decorations the 26th.
26th, we say
we understand. Christmas.
Kids, we're doing it on the 29th this year, so we have 4 days to put up our discount decorations.
The one exception.
What you're doing, Travis, it's just not good.
You know, it's not. Like,
It's not good. It's not good.
I'm taking advantage of capitalism in a way that capitalism has been taking advantage of me my entire life, Justin.
Right.
Griffin shoplifts and I buy discount candy the day after Valentine's Day.
The same exact level
of
naughtiness on
I'm
that
sticking
one.
It to big business by giving them 70% of the money I normally would have given them.
Sure. I will say, though, Trav, also, to be fair, you are keeping that candy out of our landfills.
Thank
and putting
you.
It into the
your
landfill that is your
your stomach and
as
toilet.
My daughter Charlie says, the trash can that is my body.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's where leftover spaghetti goes.
Yeah,
in the trash can. It is her body.
Okay. This is what I'm saying. I'm providing a service.
The service is something that has been provided.
Right.
By BuzzFeed. Hackwise.biz.
Hackwise.biz.
Whoa.
Fucking.
All the big ones.
Seth's Scoops. And this is one where Seth gives his little life tip. I'm saying everyone knows about this. You are talking about it on our show as if you are some great oracular sort of.
Did you guys do it?
Would you guys say hackwise.biz is with a Z or with an S? Oh, no.
If we don't say, then we don't have to buy it, so don't.
No, I'm worried if we don't clarify, he'll buy it.
It's not a bad address. Like, it's good to say hackwise.biz.
Hackwise.biz. I don't know.
It should be hacks wives. Wait, not wives.
That not hacks wives.
Don't do that.
For sure not that one.
Hey, guys.
We've never actually, have we ever gotten video of Justin securing a web domain before?
It's a roller coaster of facial expressions. I assumed
he had sort of like flip down sunglasses.
It's not worth it. Someone else get hackwise.biz. Do the right thing.
But don't.
Oh, we could get hackwise.com.
That seems much.
For $6,375. So that's not an impulse.
But that's an investment, Justin. You got to spend money. If I learned one thing from crypto and NFT.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just had this idea. I think I've just independently invented insider trading.
Okay. So your idea.
Life hack. Listen, this is insider trading. Fuck, buy your candy on February 15th. Fuck that. Everyone knows that. This is guaranteed original. If you do a podcast, you can buy up a bunch of web domains of random garbage words, like ostrichfart.gov, right? And you buy that domain for like $1, but then you like make it a thing on your podcast.
Yes.
And then you've generated buzz. Obviously, like I think to get the kind of scale, the amount of or increase we can put on any of these things will be relatively minor. So it's going to be a scaling game for us.
It always
have to do 200 catchphrases per episode so we can move all these sites.
Griff. I mean, I have been doing sort of some testing on this idea.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, since the inception of the show, I've never paid more than $13.99 for a URL.
Okay.
So
you got any offers? Let's check.
I'm going to read just through the URLs real quick to see
if I got any. Justin, before I forget, teengoogle.com is about to expire. If we want to renew that one, we got to get in there.
Yeah, I got that one auto. So let's see. We got fartpatrol.com. No one knocking on the door for that.
No.
GriffinSpaceJam.com.
That's too obvious. If you put your name in it, it's not going to. That was a mistake on my part.
MySmoothFace.com. BooBooNanny.com.
That's good.
DadYelp.com. No one's come for
Dad Yelp.
How
is Dad Yelp not take?
Dad Yelp is a service that I would use a lot in my life.
Which one vapes? Illegal.horse. Derek's-trap.pizza. Blapron.com, tristink.com. Now, these are some of the URLs that we created to make, I think, to dunk on sponsors.
No. To make our own. It was, I believe, our own vanity URLs for sponsors.
Yeah.
It's still irritating. I mean, bigburgerparty.com. That's great.
That's
come get
really
it.
Good.
Haunted.pizza. Yes. TheKojak.com. I don't know why we have
taken?
The Kojak.
I think there was a Kojak reboot when we were trying to get in early.
Oh,
that's right.
That sounds...
SexyGoiters.com. No offers.
Well, that's not. Yeah, that's disgusting. I hate that we said that at some point, I guess.
No, Griffin, they're sexy.
Okay. Just a few others that I still have not gotten offers on. Pollenstorm.xxx.
How much you want? Hold on, Juice. How much you want? I got $20 on me right now.
No offers on dietcholera.com. nothing for plannedparenthead.org.
Planned Parenthood?
Justin, I don't think that originated in the show.
That wasn't us, buddy. That's a Justin McElroy solo mesh.
Planned Parenthood.
Are you at your house where you live with your family just sitting there thinking, Planned Parenthood, is that anything?
I better buy it. Where are you going, honey? We're in the middle of dinner. If I don't buy Planned Parenthood, someone else will.
This is like the rest of us use the Notes app on our phone when we need to remember something in the morning. Justin just buys a web URL like he's on Memento or something.
Still enough. I mean, even stuff like easy stuff that should be like trickchurchcandles.com or non-discountedyachts.com. I mean, there's just no, griffinsincrediblesun.com is just sitting there. JizzCities.com. We own JizzCities.com and no one's made any offers on any of these.
Oh, my God.
No accounting for taste, I guess.
This is what I'm saying, though. On this episode, we casually work in the term Jizz Cities.
Yeah.
We casually work in BigBurgerParty.com. I don't even think we need to say the .com.
We didn't casually work these in. What I'm saying to you is we announced these URLs, held them up as worth having,
but then never mentioned them again until now.
Yeah, we didn't use them again enough.
Okay, but now we know. This is our annual summit. We're in the red.
Yeah.
And if we're going to turn this thing around, we need to start buying a bunch of novelty URLs and then alienating our audience by saying 200 to 250 catchphrases per episode.
Yeah.
We've been doing the second half of that for quite some time. We just need to
start making money
profit off
of it. We need to be more direct.
Speaking of catchphrases, abnormals. It's not really a catchphrase. It's just my hyperfixation game.
It's early in abnormals' life.
Well, this week, we're talking about biker mice from Mars, boys.
Ooh. Were they fit?
Oh, yeah, they were fit.
Yeah,
okay. They were animals with abs. Now, first off, right off the bat, leading question, and I think this is going to be a standard first question on a lot of these now, are they mutants?
Oh,
that's fun.
I think they're aliens because they're from Mars. So I think that Mars probably, one, needs moms, they need the moms to kill the giant rats. That would be my guess.
They're mice, Justin.
Justin's arguing that aliens can't also mutate. And I think that's closed-minded.
Oh, that's true. I mean, that's a good point, Griff.
Because I would say that the Monstars are mutated aliens.
That's a great... Travis,
point. Yeah, from downtown.
That was incredible. That was amazing.
At the buzzer.
I'm going to go the opposite way. I do think they are mutants. It would be, what other explanation could there possibly
Justin
be?
Justin is correct.
Oh,
they are not mutants. They are a race of anthropomorphic mice who, before even reaching planet Earth, enjoyed motorsports.
Yeah.
And had a very similar culture and society to that of human beings. Their planet was conquered by the Plutarchians.
You mean Mars? You mean the planet Mars that we live next to?
Yeah.
And then they crashed. And we missed that somehow.
Wow,
yeah, they escaped.
We have dudes up there. We have like a little robot dude.
Like and no one's Wally's like, check out there. These fucking like these ramps and shit everywhere.
Yeah.
And they crash landed in Chicago and discovered.
Well, we don't look for ramps. We look for water.
Oh, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
That does explain how we keep losing our little like drone buddies up there. They're taking sick ramps.
Their little solar panels tilt the wrong way, and those mice just can't resist.
Now, Biker Mice from Mars shares five actors with the main cast of what popular 90s live-action drama?
What?
Yeah.
So you're saying five cast members from this same drama also did voices on Biker Mice from Mars?
Correct.
Fuck.
I mean, I gotta go with, hold on.
NYPD Blue.
I'm gonna say Party of Five.
It was 90210.
Oh, wow.
Brian Austin Green as Rimfire. Jason Priestley as Asphalt Jack McCyber.
Stop. Say it again.
Brian Austin Green as Rimfire.
You know I don't care about that.
Jason Priestley as Asphalt Jack McCyber.
Asphalt
Travis,
Jack McCyber.
You can't. There's no way we didn't write this show.
Luke Perry
came up with the name Jack McCyber.
Nope. Luke Perry as Napoleon Brie. Tori Spelling as Romana Parmigiana.
Romana Parmigiana? Great.
Yep. And Ian Ziering as Vinny, who was one of the titular mice.
Oh, wow.
Now, I just want to point out, additionally, featured in this show is Brad Garrett, Michael Dorn, Leah Remini, Mark Hamill, and Malcolm McDowell.
Okay, so a couple of everybody loves Raymond's in there too.
Now,
love that.
Which of these characters is not a villain?
Uh-oh.
The Loogie Brothers, Slobber the Mutt, General Carbine, the Cycle Tars, Mudfish Murdoch.
That was a lot. The fact that four of those are correct is heartbreaking.
This show had, in 65 episodes, like 25 different main villains.
I'm going to say
that's
Cycle
Tars. So many more episodes than our TV show got. It's like many more.
Correct.
I'm going to say Cycle Tars.
That's Cycle actually Tars. Where my head was going to. So I need the list again if we want it to be different.
The Loogie Brothers, Slobber the Mutt, General Carbine, the Cycletars, and Mudfish Murdoch.
That's got to be Cycletars.
Yeah, I'm going to go with General Carbine.
General Carbine is correct. She was the leader of the Mars Freedom Fighters, voiced by Leah Remini. The Cycletars, Griffin, were a race created by the evil Limburger, combining the DNA of biker mice and the molecular structure of motorcycles.
So they are mutants.
Oh, that is cool. I didn't know that motorcycle had DNA.
Molecular structure.
What do you guys think we should point jackmccyber.com to?
Jason Priestley's IMDb page?
IMDb page, yeah.
That feels right.
Yeah.
One last one. This is...
I knew it as you were saying it.
I'm going to have you fill in the blank here, boys, and you can work together on this one. This is a iconic quote from one of the main mice, Throttle. In this wild and woolly universe, there are three things you can count on. Your blank, your blank, and your blank.
Your ride, your tail, and your cheese.
Mars. That feels really, really good.
I'll give you a hint.
Why do I need a hint?
It's alliterative.
Oh.
Okay. My bike?
Bike is correct.
Butt tail?
Bros. Buds? Bros? Buds? Buds?
Bros is correct.
Your bikes, your bros, and your butthole. Bike again. Your bike for real.
No, best.
Bike, bros, and your...
Brie.
I wish that was it. Yeah,
bike, bros, and your babe.
Your brains, your bros, and your bike.
Okay. In that order, huh? The biker.
In that order. Be. I mean, bike is the last
Very
thing.
Cerebral show.
It's cerebral. It also should be pointed out that all of them have malfunctioning cybernetics. I don't know why the creators of the show are like, and they don't work.
Well, yeah, they're like, you know, coming up with nuanced character flaws is hard. So what if we just make it so that he has his nose connector is shorting out?
I don't know, man. It's fine. It's whatever. Kids are going to love it.
This one's mean because he has a mean virus. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
How about a question?
When someone said Jack McCyber out loud.
Something like, but clearly not.
They closed their eyes and they were like, just waiting to hear that they'd been
fired.
What
was the full name? Asphalt?
Asphalt is a nickname. In quotes, Asphalt Jack McCyber.
Asphalt Jack McCyber. It almost seems like if you wrote that out, it would seem like you were talking about some sort of futuristic heavy machinery hardware tool. Yeah. This is my Asphalt Jack. It's the Mix Cyber model. So it
should also be noted
that
character is human. So 0% chance that is his real last name. So we have to assume that this guy who is good with machines and computers and stuff was like, call me Mix Cyber.
Not Asphalt. That's my road name.
According to the wiki, Jack McCyber is an old acquaintance of Charlene Davidson in the original series, a computer expert and inventor who is skilled to make his own virtual reality helmet.
One makes fun of his name.
In my world,
this is a normal name, like Johnson.
Hey, how about a question?
Yeah, I'd love that, Griff. I work at an airport Kid Rock frequently travels to in his private jet. When he is here, I help carry his bags and take care of his car. It is customary for people to tip, but Kid Rock never does. What can I get him to do to fork up the dough so I can get Taco Bell later? P.S. I'm in flight training and may one day have to be his pilot. Does this change how I should approach the situation? That's from mooching money off of musicians in Michigan.
What a menacing little suffix there. A P.S. that really put a chill in my spine.
Yeah.
Does it change things that one day I'll hold his life in my hands?
like a fragile egg.
Like a baby chick in my hands.
Could you include that in the thing? You'd be like, yeah, I'm actually Mr. Rock. Oh, kid. I'm actually in flight school. So expensive. So, yeah, but hopefully I'll one day fly your plane. I'll control the plane you're in. But right now it's so expensive. I have to go to
a good plane school.
I'm at a cut rate flight school.
The discount plane school.
I have to pay extra to learn how to land. So
there is a flight. There's a pilot shortage. So they'll hire anybody. I just wish I had more to get a better education.
Yeah.
Mr.
As it is now, it's mostly just a lot of like video games that have flight aspects in them. I've been doing a lot of Pilot Wings right now, but teacher gave me an A.
You could maybe just kind of rub your fingers, you know, like he does in Home Alone 2, you know.
Well, yeah. What if Kid Rock gives him a stick of gum?
Oh, well, that's funny.
If Kid Rock gets offended, you could just be like, I was doing a bit from Home Alone 2, and you didn't get it. Now you're the asshole.
But then Rob Schneider's there too, because he always hangs out with Kid Rock, and he's like, hey, you did it wrong. Let me show you how you do it.
Travis, that is the rightest thing you've ever said on this show. Of all the things that, like, you don't know, but you did say, that's the correctest one.
Thank you very much.
They run in the same circles. I'm saying that, I don't know, Kid Rock is Rob Schneider's godfather.
In a movie, they always, you know, sometimes they'll be like, someone out there is like your chosen destined one. You're drawn together by fate. Yeah. And like when you find each other, that's when your true power. Rob Schneider and Kid Rock.
May I please Google Rob Schneider?
I think I could even envision Rob Schneider like, and this is my spiritual advisor, Kid Rock. Kid Rock says, actually, Rob, you're my spiritual advisor. We're spiritual advisors for each other. I never knew.
That actually would explain a lot, frankly.
Rob Schneider.
Guys, when are we going to get, while Griffin's Googling, when are we going to get a spiritual advisor? Is that a phase of our arc, do you think, where it's like, and now they have a spiritual advisor?
I think it finds you, right? Like,
okay.
I think that it finds you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finding anything, guys.
Oh, what do we have to do to get these two together?
Yeah, we need these two to hook up. This is the meet cute America craves.
Maybe just start calling him Tip Rock and then going, Tip Rock. No, sorry, Kid Rock. Sorry.
Could you do it better?
Launch them at the car.
Normally, I wouldn't, but this is exceptional service.
Oh, like bartenders who you can like flip his bag behind your back and catch it in front of you and then pour his clothes out.
Or bring an asp to work. And then as you're carrying the bags, you open up his bag and pretend to pull the asp out. And you can be like, Kid Rock, someone's trying to fucking kill you, dude.
Another plot foiled.
I heard the asp through the bag with my keen senses that I've developed over years of this job.
Yeah, but then, Griffin, what if Kid Rock's like, I'm going to hire you to be my personal like snake catcher? Because guarantee you Kid Rock lives a life where that comes up.
It'll happen.
That comes up often, that it'll there are happen. Snakes in places.
Yeah.
Kid Rock, I know you're listening. Please tip this person better so they can get some Taco Bell.
Please fucking just do it. Listen, I get it. We don't always carry cash. Like, this has become harder, and it feels weird to just, like, I'm going to Venmo you, you know, $5 for carrying my bags or whatever. But you got to, man.
At the very least, tip him some of the Taco Bell you were eating on the plane. Extra.
Just cut out the middleman who works at Taco Bell and just give him some of the Taco Bell you carry with you everywhere you go, Kid Rock, please.
Come on.
That guys, you just mentioned it. The question asker wanted to get Taco Bell. He's not saying that Kid Rock has any Taco Bell.
No, but I assume, Justin, that he and Rob Schneider are having some Ketchup Supremes on the plane.
Sorry, Justin.
Rob, here's what I'm saying. We should get a whole meal named after us. It's the Bob and Rob-arita, maybe.
Can I just juice Rob Schneider and Kid Rock are having a meal together? What is that meal, if not Taco Bell? Please tell me now. What is that meal that they're eating? The two of them alone.
And
no service. No. Well, I
and
guess
they're comfortable enough with each other at this point, by the way, to sit in companionable silence and occasionally just do like a they'll slide it across, and they trust each other, you know, so they'll slide it across, and they, you know, they both mask when they're in public places so they feel comfortable eating. Oh, see, they're fully vaxxed. So they're comfortable sharing a meal.
They grabbed it and growled, right? This could be fast food. They could just be making something at home. But this is not. They are not eating their dinner in a fancy restaurant. No. It's just them. What are they eating, Justin? Tell me.
I could see the two of them across from each other with a plate of onion rings at a Chili's to go. Mm-hmm. And Kid Rock's like, if they want it to go, they shouldn't make it so nice to stay. And everyone's yeah, we love it when you guys are here. This is probably the best Chili's to go in the entire Baltimore airport. And we got a big show tonight, and we just wanted to fuel up on.
I am worried about, and I know Kid Rock and Rob Schneider are worried about this too. The carbon footprint of landing the jet in the Baltimore airport, no matter where they're going to get that Chili's to go.
Right.
But they do a lot of carbon offsets on Kid Rock tours, I know. So
they actually, it's the meal they always get at the Chili's to go. It's the carbonara offset, and it's you order it and it costs several thousand dollars, but they do offset your carbon credits. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And free breadstick right in
which is nice. One free breadstick that they share between them, like Lady and the Tramp.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Next question. Hi, brothers. This summer I got a ceiling fan. That's all it says.
Yes. No,
there's more.
I saw it installed though, right? Not just like bought it. It's
a fancy one with no cords and instead is controlled with a remote. This would normally be fine, except somewhere in my neighborhood, someone else has a remote for whatever reason also controls my fan. It will randomly turn on to high speed or turn the lights on. I hate the feeling of air blowing on my skin, so this bothers me quite a bit. How do I find out who has the magical second remote or stop my fan from being hijacked? That's some fan freak in Texas.
I want to say, before we go any further, okay, I do not like the delineation of a remote control fan being the fancy one. When we got our house, it had a remote control fan in the bedroom. I can never find that piece of shit. I'm like, man, I wish this had at least the option of cords on it so that I could do it and not have to like, I would love to turn the light on in this room, but it's dark. So I don't know where the remote is. I'm just saying it was an innovation that was not needed.
Bring back cords. I guess so. No, because cords are dangerous for, like, birds and stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Griffin, so are ceiling fans, bud.
Yeah, no,
I would say between the two,
it's not the same.
I would rather a bird crash into a cord.
But the ceiling, the cord is just bait for this terrible trap that you have set. You can change the frequency on these things, I think, is the not fun answer.
I'm going to pretend like Griffin didn't say that. I want you to walk around your neighborhood with your remote because their remote controls yours. Your remote controls theirs. And you're going to start clicking it until you hear someone go, whoa, and then you'll know.
You could just press the alarm button over and over again on yours. Just walk around with the alarm
button. Your ceiling fan panic button, yeah.
And then when you hear, what if you did have one button on there that would detach it so you could catch like intruders with it. Like you get one shot at it.
It drops it down like a claw machine.
Like a night trap.
Yeah, it's like a double switch thing.
I love in this question that they say, I hate the feeling of air blowing on my skin. You bought a ceiling fan.
Why'd you get a fan?
We have zero ceiling fans in this house that we moved into. Zero ceiling fans. And sometimes it feels, on a cold day, like a toasty hot sepulcher in here. It gets pretty stale. So count your blessings. Also, you are passing up, pretty nonchalantly, I'll say, a pretty primo haunting prank opportunity. Whether it's just like flashing the lights on the fan in such a pattern that they do like a full Joyce Stranger Things
in the other person's home. I thought you were saying, Griffin, like invite someone over to your home, invite them into your bedroom, promise them it's not a weird thing.
My sweet, you know that you could do that without the situation that this question asker has described. I could do that right now just by like turning my lights off and on with my hand. But you're talking about in another person's home.
Okay.
You got this remote. You have the power.
But you don't know whose home it is, Griffin. And I think that brings us back to the idea of just walking around the neighborhood, clicking a remote, and not being weird about it. You know, now I'm saying it, don't do that. No, do it at night. Oh, no, problem solved.
You got bad again.
Oh, damn it.
Why don't you just roll with the changes?
Yeah.
Yes.
It would
be
fun to have a little, like, you know how when you go outside, it's never feels the same. Like, it's always different. Sometimes it's wet and sometimes it's kind of just normal.
But
inside, inside, you get all the choice. You have so much control over it. It would be fun if just one day you walked into your house and it was like, you know, it's really, it's pretty wet and cold in here. That's a decision a stranger has made for me with complete control of my thermostat and ceiling fans.
It would be a pretty fancy ceiling fan if it could make rain happen in the room, too. That would be a feature I've never seen.
In my scenario, I guess I'm thinking that this person is like some sort of like home smart assistant dominatrix sort of situation where it's like, you're in my hands now. You are powerless. Who's going to be hot and dry today in the mornings with a chance of ceiling fan in the evenings?
Okay.
Pleasure is not part of it.
No.
Doesn't have to be.
Listen, I'm not in the scene, but I think if you're not enjoying your relationship with your dominatrix, maybe it's time to move on, you know?
That's
get on Angie's List and find a different option.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
I would love that.
Go to the money zone.
Hooped.
And just like make it happen.
Yeah.
It's better with you.
Let's talk about websites. You want to build a website that goes with bigburgerparty.com or Dad Yelp, which by the way, if you make Dad Yelp, if you could make it like, this feels like an adult, cool restaurant
be at. We will give people our pitch for Dad Yelp when we're not doing an ad for a different company.
No, but they could build Dad Yelp and it'd be
a cool
restaurant that pays attention to the fact that you have children.
Oh, with Squarespace, sure.
Yeah, Squarespace. Build Dad Yelp, please, on Squarespace so that I can use it to be like, I'm here and this feels like a real restaurant, but they have a kids menu with crayons. Out of this world. Thank you. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand, Dad Yelp, and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website and get engaged to your audience and sell anything. Kiss your audience with your content and romance them with your product. You know what? Actually, don't
kiss
do
your
that.
Audience. Don't
Unless
do
it's pollenstorm.xxx.
That's the only one it's allowed. Otherwise,
you
do
can
not.
Do it with that one. If you want to create pro-level erotica pollenstorm-based videos, you can do that.
He is our colleague. They are our colleagues.
And friends.
And frankly. Friends.
And so I'm trying to promote them. I'm saying if they want to do it or somebody wants to do it to promote them,
All right.
do it with the Squarespace Video Studio app.
Yes.
It helps you make it and share engaging. It doesn't say
erotic
videos.
You will not click away from this content.
Tell your story.
Ooh, yeah.
Grow your audience and drive sales. Of what you ask? Wink. Squarespace, it has powerful blogging tools so you could write your own Paul and Storm fan fiction. Doesn't have to be erotic.
Photos,
videos, and updates. Categorize, share, and schedule your posts to make the content work for you. And they're optimized for mobile, so you can enjoy this
wherever
you go, on a train, in public, for sure.
Yeah.
And it automatically adjusts so that it looks great on any device.
Do not visit this site on your home computer.
No.
Can't stress this enough.
You don't want to get tracked on this one, my friends. So check out squarespace.com/mybrother for a free
trial. You will not
be
able to sell the home. After it'll be as if a murder has taken place in the
Absolutely. It will have a bad energy, like when a psychic walks into a place and they're like, oh, something bad happened here.
Uh-huh.
Except everyone will be able to feel it. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code MYBROTHER, all one word, to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Have fun.
Since the dawn of time, man has dreamed of bringing life back from the dead. From Orpheus and Eurydice to Frankenstein's monster, resurrection has long been merely the stuff of myth, fiction, and fairy tale. Until now.
Actually, we still can't bring people back from the dead. That would be crazy, but the Dead Pilot Society podcast has found a way to resurrect great dead comedy pilots from Hollywood's finest writers. Every month, Dead Pilot Society brings you a reading of a comedy pilot that was sold and developed but never produced, performed by the funniest actors from film and television. How does Dead Pilot Society achieve this miracle? The answer can only be found at MaximumFun.org.
Hello, dreamers. This is Evelyn Denton, CEO of the only world-class, fully immersive theme resort, Steeplechase. You know, I've been seeing more and more reports on the blogs that our beloved park simply isn't safe anymore.
Murder them?
I'm gonna wreck it.
They say they got mugged by brigands in the fantasy kingdom of Ephemera, or hijacked by space pirates in Infinitum.
I mean, I could have a knife.
My papa said that I needed to do a crime.
Friends, I'm here to reassure you that it's all part of the show. These criminals were really just overzealous staff trying to make things a little more magical for our guests. We're just as safe as we've always been. This isn't a county fair, dreamers. This is Steeplechase.
The Adventure Zone. Every Thursday at MaximumFun.org.
I cannot wait to see what is going to be on the screen when Justin turns his video camera back on.
Oh, he went away.
He did go away. That's not great.
Not a great start.
Here he comes. Here.
Oh, boy. I want a munch. Squad. I want too much.
Squad. I don't want to scare him away.
Hello, my name is Isaac. I'm the child chocolatier.
Hi, Isaac.
A prodigy since 3 years old, but you have not to fear. I love the beans. I love the cream. I love to podcast. I'm the child chocolatier.
Hi, Isaac.
Hi. Hi, Isaac.
Hi.
Welcome.
I'm Isaac.
Hi, Isaac.
Justin said I could be on to talk about chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you want to adjust the camera, Isaac?
Yeah, turn the camera, tilt the camera down, little guy, and then that way it'll see all of you.
I'm standing on my tiptoes.
Yeah, no, you can adjust the camera so it's facing down.
I can't reach it.
Oh, that's a shame. We can't even see the bottom of your face, Isaac.
Can you ask Justin to adjust it for you?
He left.
Isaac, describe the bottom of your face.
Cherubic.
Okay.
Can you see the top of my mama calls them smile lines?
Yeah. Those are some
you
hairy.
You can see the top of my smile lines. That's how you know I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm smiling, Griffin?
No, I don't know why.
Because today I'm coming to you to talk about chocolate.
Oh, yeah? Hey, did you know that if you go to the drugstore on the day after Valentine's Day, you can get all that chocolate for pretty cheaper? Okay.
Yes, we do. We all know about that.
I thought so, too.
It's something that's it's something that I don't know. Mama buys most of my candy for me. She just says I can't handle money.
Okay, but so when you say you're a chocolate,
you make it?
Yeah, that's a good follow-up.
I make my own chocolate, and I don't need anybody's help at all.
Well, I'm really proud of you, Isaac.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, do you know what
how old are you?
It's rude to ask that.
I've been a chocolate prodigy since I was 5 years old.
You said 3 in the song, Isaac.
I've been a chocolate Math is different in my country.
And don't...
Whoa, wait.
Whoa, hold on. Wait a second.
In my country... Math is different.
That's freaking funny, Isaac. That's really good. There's a dude who used to do like say that exact stuff before you were born. Oh, Jesus, are you okay? Isaac.
Is that whooping cough?
Isaac.
My thing I was gonna read won't load and I'm getting frustrated about it.
Oh, it's okay, bud.
Yeah, that does sound frustrating, bud. Do you wanna roar? That's what Daniel Tiger does.
I like to do some sort of box breathing.
Yeah.
We call them lion breaths.
Oh, we call them like rainbow breaths, but yeah.
Okay. Just what does any of that seem? Isaac, are you awake? Okay. It's really hard to tell, buddy, because I can't see the bottom of your face.
Yeah, bud.
I'm looking for the thing I was going to read to you about chocolate.
Yeah. You're doing a really good job. Do not worry about it. I think that this is just as good as whatever the bit was going to be, Isaac.
Okay, I found it.
Okay.
Good job, bud.
Have you ever tried Reese's cups?
Yeah, sure. Those are great.
I haven't tried them, but I think they're supposed to be good.
You should try them. If you're like a fan of chocolate candy, you should try Reese's cups.
Reese?
It doesn't. Hey, Isaac, I was pretty cool to you earlier when you fucked up.
No, and I just Travis don't know
was,
how to say
no, Travis
it, right?
was trying to chomp your ass, and I was like, hey, back off, he's a kid. And then what you just did to me was not reciprocal, I thought.
It is Reese's.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, because this fucking shit, I'm trying to find a fucking thing. Wow, Isaac's going off over there.
I did not know he was capable of that.
Isaac's using some big boy words.
Yeah, I apologize. I think I may have started that, Travis, because I cussed at him. But he was he was being a real...
He learned it from watching you?
Yeah, but hey, was I in the wrong there? He was being
came in real hard, and you were trying to be very...
I got to say, for a chocolatier, he's got a lot of nuts there in the background, it looks like.
Can I just say, you're doing some really good, gentle co-hosting.
Trying to.
Right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do, like, good parent, bad parent thing.
No, that I've actually learned with my own gentle boys
that
does not. That's nothing. You basically have to be a good parent all the time, no matter what.
I got to change things around.
Switch it.
Yeah.
Flip it.
What about good parent, great
parent? Oh, shush.
Okay.
Hey, bud. Well.
Did you reset your router? Yeah. Okay. Is it working?
I figured it out.
Okay. What happened? No, you don't have to tell us.
Thanks. New Reese's Big Cup stuff with Reese Puff cereal is the epic collab everyone needs.
So wait, it's a collab between Reese's and Reese's?
And itself?
Yep.
Okay.
Success is self-made, which is why the Reese's looked within for its latest collaboration, including Reese's Big Cup stuff with Reese Puff cereal.
That's a real tongue twister, Isaac. You're saying that really good.
The classic combination of peanut butter and chocolate collides with fan-favorite Reese Puff cereal, creating an absurdly unique Reese's experience.
Yeah,
it might be the most meta mashup ever. Mic drop.
It says mic drop.
It says mic drop.
Wow, this is a really good press release, Isaac.
It's a powerful move.
I didn't
move.
Even know that the mics were involved. It says mic drop.
Yeah, that's not the tool
I
use.
Is it the chocolate candy or the chocolate cereal that's speaking into a mic?
Yeah, it's both. Both. It's a hive mind. This is a life-changing fusion.
Whoa.
Whose life? That's sad.
The guy who came up with it.
Reese, I guess.
I hope nobody ever picked up a Reese's Big Stuff Cup Stuff Puff Stuffy Cup and was like, I need to change some shit.
I need to fix things. Come on.
You know what? I'm gonna call her. I'm gonna apologize.
No, I'm not.
No.
The Reese's Stuff with Reese Puffs Cup will have heads spinning and mouths watering.
Just spraying saliva everywhere as they spin.
Didn't expect an even more chocolatey and peanut butter version of your favorite chocolate and peanut butter snack? Well,
why would I?
Wait, let me finish. Didn't expect an even more chocolatey and peanut butter version of your favorite chocolate and peanut butter snack? Well, guess what? It's coming.
Oh.
Well,
we know what you're thinking. Reese's deserves a massive pat on the back.
That was
Reese's.
That was
it's
not
good
what
to
I was
celebrate
thinking.
Yourself when you make great chocolate.
Okay.
My papa tells me that I've made fine chocolates every day. I wake up at 4:13 a.m. to start preparing the chocolates.
That's really early.
Do you have to do it before school?
I don't go to school.
Oh, boy.
I hope one day on my 15th birthday to eat a chocolate.
Okay, he's not 15. He's between 3 and 15 for sure.
On my 15th birthday, I hope to try chocolate for the first time.
Do you sell your chocolate? Isaac, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get in the way. You do sell your chocolate.
Papa sells it.
What do you think it tastes like?
Oh, I think it looks like dirt. But Papa says it doesn't taste like dirt, except when I do it wrong or too long.
Yeah.
You know, and
when
then
you
he
make
said,
chocolate too long.
This is dirt, Isaac! You failed me again!
Okay.
Okay, Isaac, get in the weeds a bit. Let's get back to the old press release.
Yeah, this is
collaborations are quite popular. Wait, I need to do this is a different person.
Collaborations are quite popular.
Wow.
But what we are about to unleash is next level.
We knew the ultimate mashup was already within the
reach. Price. We knew the price, and we did it anyway. The sacrifice was well worth it.
We knew the ultimate mashup was already within the Reese's universe, so we made it happen.
Not a mashup.
Says Henry Hancock, senior associate brand manager at Reese's, who sounds like he's gunning for a bigger role.
Yeah.
With the enthusiasm he's bringing here.
It's life-changing.
We're taking chocolate and peanut butter fandom to a new stratosphere by adding Reese's Puff cereal to our Reese Big Cup.
Okay, yeah, we got that.
We understand. Just one sentence. The big Reese cups is going to have cereal in them now.
You don't if you think about it, you don't even need to announce to the press.
No.
You mainly just need to put it at sheets and then people buy it or don't. That's it. This epic mashup of Reese's and Reese's will create a Reese's experience, an explosion of chocolate and peanut butter, unlike ever before. Reese's lovers' minds will be blown when they find out there's yet another way to fuel their Reese's fanaticism. And it says here, Reese's has outdone itself.
Wow. The amount of harmony within this, it must kick ass to work at Reese's. You're leveraging different sort of like products in one way for complete harmonious
and everybody's
fusion.
High-fiving and each other like, and like cheering like it's like they landed on the moon for the first time.
What if we put poison in them? No, you're right. Good idea. No poison.
Yeah.
Woo, we kick ass. What if we served them 100-fold in a big toilet? Nah, that's a bad idea. You're right. Great work today, fellas. Woo!
Well, that I only have one story about chocolate to tell you about.
You did great.
You did a really good job, Isaac. I'm super proud of you. How
so
did
you need
you
to go
get,
take a nap?
How did you get here? In here?
Oh, he took a nap.
Oh gosh,
he was a sleepy boy.
Should we end the show early?
I mean, I don't want to wake him up. I feel really bad.
I would too.
You know, when you wake a kid up in the middle of the night. To be fair, though, might be 14.
He could be 14 and three quarters years old for as much as we know.
Huh.
Did you think it was weird that he hadn't had chocolate yet before?
Hey, Griffin, there's a lot of that I thought was weird. To highlight any one moment. Oh, hi, Justin. Welcome back.
Hey, Juice. Well, your voice is muted and your hair is slicked back way far. Like way, way, way far.
Well, I had to take a business spa. Some of me and the boys had a back nine, and me and the other grown-ups had to go do a little, get a quick nine in, and then we hit the sauna on our way out. Now there is a kid asleep on the floor here.
Cool.
Okay.
I made him a little bed out of magazines.
Cool. That's Isaac. He's new.
What is it again?
He's Isaac. He's a child chocolatier prodigy.
I think you'd like him, I think.
They'll never guess. Wink. I'm winking at the camera, but this is still audio mainly. But, like, they'll never guess.
Wink. Yeah.
Oh, it's Griffin. Hey, can I talk to Griffin for a second?
Yeah, sure.
I think this is a Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus kind of situation.
No, because Juice already has done that before.
No. What?
He's done that before with another guy, so it's not.
Who?
I mean, I think he's Count Donut and has been the whole time.
What the fuck? Really?
I took in a takeaway order that wasn't for me and then got stuck on what to do. It was pitch black outside, nothing going on. I got a knock at the door, and I thought I heard the man saying it was an Amazon order. He passed it to me, and
it smelled like hamburgers and said hamburgers on the bag and came with a 2-liter Coca-Cola.
Before I took it, and he got back his car before I saw what he handed me. It was a McDonald's bag. Now, what should I have done? In the end, I just stood at the end of my drive with a torch until someone's, man, I hope this person's British, right?
Yeah, takeaway and torch, it's got to be that. And not just like, hello?
Yield! Should I have gone door to door or just eaten the food or something else entirely?
You didn't eat the food?
No, they stood at the end of their driveway.
With a torch.
For 2.5 hours waiting for someone to come outside and rescue them. And the cold McDonald's they were holding in their hand.
Walking up and down the street, knocking on doors and saying, is this your McDonald's? Is not it.
I will say, though, if it's my order, that shit is Happy Meals and it's dinner tonight for two rowdy, extremely time eating sensitive boys. And so anything
it's
you
and
do,
Henry.
Yeah. It's me and Henry.
It's Gus why they have the little handles on them, because Happy Meals are just for when you need to chuck food at your kids.
Yes.
Like into a lion's cage.
It's never just, it's rarely the first choice, but it is like, fuck, we got, I don't know, 10 minutes. We got to have just Happy Meal them. And then if that doesn't show up, I'm ruined. Professionally, yeah, personally, I'm ruined in this house.
That said, I can't give my kids food that they took over to a stranger's house.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah. How do I teach
really
my kids?
You're a really good parent, Justin.
Yeah.
How do I teach my kids? You got to be, you know, we love and respect people, and we want to be friendly and welcoming, but you do need to be careful with stuff that strangers give you. And except every once in a while, dad will get a fat sack of Bergs from just a rando that lives down the street and then hook you kids directly up with them.
Could yeah. you impersonate a DoorDash delivery person and just put it in front of the door and like ring the doorbell and then hide? And now yeah. it's either that person's order or their problem.
I don't know, Trey. It'd be pretty hard to imitate a DoorDash delivery person. They have those pinstripe three-piece suits that they always wear, and I don't know. I'm not sure that I could pull it off.
Yeah, we don't want to get into a Stolen Valor situation either. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, hey, can we get serious now?
Let me be frank.
When you were handed a box by someone who you thought was an Amazon delivery driver, handing you the box, I'm going to start listing off the potential sensory experiences that you may have had in that moment. Maybe not all of them, maybe just some of them, that would have clued you in that it was not a box with something you had ordered from the internet on it. I'll go first. It was probably warm.
And it was a bag.
And it was a bag.
It
was a warm bag. I'm willing to overlook that it did probably have some McDonald's branding on it, right? Because it's in the heat of the moment, who can say?
And if with COVID supply lines, people are having to use whatever bags they have.
Yes.
I get it.
If you're handed a warm bag, that is local. That originated locally.
Yeah.
A salty okay. smell even. The insoles you ordered aren't from Amazon.
Shouldn't.
Is not going to be in a warm, salty bag.
Also, question asker, I'm sorry I put you on blast, but unless it was pitch black outside and inside, why did it take you so long to notice?
I think, if we're being serious now, you were handed this McDonald's food and you had a moment of like, this isn't mine, but how much better would my life be if I had a free McDonald's meal in it now?
There's a little part of your subconscious that's like, I guess I won a contest. Like it just it, one second.
It'll come up with anything to explore. It doesn't even want you to eat the meal. It just wants you to have the time you need to explore the options of eating the meal. And in that hesitation is when the driver got away. And now you have your dilemma.
I would also give you that there's a chance, because I think this would happen to me if I'm being honest. I open the door, I take it, and for half long enough for them to have turned and walked away, I would think, did I order this? Right? Like that, or that you're so flummoxed by the situation that you're simply frozen, that you're simply like, this is, I'm like, what is happening now? My brain is having a hard time processing the fact that a stranger just knocked on my door and handed me a McDonald's bag and walked away. Now think about that in reverse when you're walking around the neighborhood knocking on doors. They would feel that same. The chances that the first door you knocked on would take the bag and then the cycle would begin anew.
You could also just take it to your neighbor's house, any direction. Leave it on the front porch, knock on the door, run away as fast as you can.
That's their problem. Now, that's similar to what I said. Except
but
yours
mine's
not
easier because you do it once. It's a bad thing you're doing, but it's once and it's quick and it's done. And you're on to the next problem.
Mine involved an elaborate pretending to be a DoorDash delivery person ruse.
No, mine requires zero human contact.
Okay.
So we're going to go with mine on this one, I think. Okay. Next time, we'll circle back on.
Congratulations, Griffin.
Thanks, yeah.
Let
me put it up on the screen. Let's go to Drew Carey to check the scores for this episode of My Brother, My Brother and Me, a scored variety show.
God, how fucking fun would that be if we just had one episode of the show where Drew Carey gave us each a score at the end? He didn't say anything the whole time I recorded. Just one sort of post-game. That would be great.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We certainly enjoyed having you around. Trav, is there anything going on right now?
Why, yes, there is, Justin. Very excitingly, in fact, tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Monday, the Adventure Zone graphic novel, The 11th Hour, comes out on the 21st.
That's tomorrow, Trav.
It is tomorrow if you're listening to this on Monday. And we've got a live virtual event on the 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to celebrate the release. And video on demand will be available on our YouTube. We've got live readings. We've got special guests. And there are event-exclusive signed copies available from Bookline Booksmith and Left Bank Books. Go to bit.ly/TazGNLive2023, T-A-Z-G-N. L-I-V-E 2023 for more info and to purchase the event exclusive signed book.
It is wild to pronounce that 2023 and not 2023, the year that it is.
Yeah, it was
now.
A wild way to say
okay.
It was a wild,
I wanted to be clear. Also, we got new merch over there. If you haven't checked that out yet, we got the 20 Sun and Sea sticker designed by Lucas Hespenhind. We've got the That Space Baby sticker designed by Cedric Wolf. And we've got 10% of all merch proceeds this month going to the Foundation for Black Women's Wellness. So check that out at McRoyMerch.com.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. I listen to it every morning just to kind of center myself, and then at night to sort of get myself
off-kilter.
It gets me pumped up. Oh. Yeah, it really fucks me up at night. I should stop that one.
And I've included a quote here from Jack Johnson at the end if one of you guys wants to read it this time.
Yeah, I see you've pulled this off quote fancy.
Yeah.
I like fancy quotes. Probably my favorite.
Best in the biz.
For this. We should have some sort of bed underneath this, like seagulls and waves. Maybe we add more beds to it every time that we do it. So by week 10, it's just a horrible orchestra of distant barges and crashing sea foam. But
Now, Rachel has just turned down the volume so she can pretend she did not hear that part.
Yeah, you have plausible deniability. That's an outrageous thing. Anyway, when you move like a jellyfish, rhythm is nothing. You go with the flow, you don't stop.
My name's Justin McElroy.
John Jackson.
I'm Travis McElroy.
The evil Jack Johnson.
The
famous
Jet Jack.
Famous Jack Johnson.
Kiss me, my brother. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.